So the G20 is expected to take stock of progress by offshore centers at its summit in Pittsburgh. How do you think Switzerland will measure up?
Well, I think Switzerland measures up quite nicely, honestly, because there was a big pressure on Switzerland the last 6, 7, 8 months, and the Swiss government promised to accept international recommendations by the OECD to take them over and implant them in Swiss law. And when you look at these 12 double taxation treaties, you see that Switzerland is in the process of doing just right that. And in my view, it's good for all sides. Let me give you just two examples. First, there will be no fishing expeditions in the future. So clients of Swiss banks still can trust Swiss banks. That's good for them. Second, the Swiss law distinction between tax fraud on one side and tax evasion on the other side will be gone forever. And I think this is good for the international community. So finally, you can say Switzerland will finally join the international community when it comes to tax information exchanges.
Now, OECD Secretary General Angela Gurria, attending the G20 summit, said that signing the agreements is only one step in a process, and what we now will be looking for is effective implementation by all countries. So how hard is it going to be for Switzerland to actually implement the agreement? There's a few steps that they still have to go through here.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's only the first step, and this signing is not legally binding, if you like. The next step, and this is only the second one, will be the parliament. So these double taxation treaties will be discussed within the next few months in the Swiss parliament. I don't see any problems there because the political parties are in favor of it. So this will run rather smoothly through the parliament, but in the end, that will still not be the end of it.
No, well, that's the thing, because Switzerland still faces a potential domestic headache, as one of the treaties will have to be put to a popular vote in a referendum. And this is, I guess this could be the stumbling block. How do you think this will go, and could it cause a substantial delay in implementing the agreement?
Yeah, this is a uniqueness of Swiss law, this popular vote. Right now, it's still under dispute whether or not there is the need for such a referendum, if you like. Personally, I think that there is a need to have a so-called formal request for a referendum. On the other side, I think Swiss people are rather underestimated abroad, because I don't see any movement against this double taxation treaty. So even if there is a need for a referendum, I don't think any party or any movement will really take it. So in the end, I don't foresee any major delays in legally binding of these double taxation treaties.